Hello, everyone. My name is Suguru Nomura, and I'm a Technology Enablement PM for Modern Standby. Technology Enablement PM's responsibility is not only to support partners to enable Modern Standby, but to evolve Modern Standby so it is easy to adopt and make sure everything works as expected. This is a joint session with Intel, as you can see, and HC, who is the lead in power optimization enablement team from Intel Taiwan, will be joining me later in this session to share their investments of Modern Standby. Intel and Microsoft have been working very closely to develop stable platform from both software and hardware perspective. I hope we can share some of our work we have been doing in this session. So here's our agenda. And primary purpose of this session is number one, to make sure everyone understands Modern Standby. And number two, help bring more and more Modern Standby devices to the market. We really need your support to increase Modern Standby adoption, since we believe that this is the future of power model. I know some of the engineers in this room already know the basic understanding of Modern Standby, but I would like to go over overview and the benefits of Modern Standby so everybody is on that same page. Then I would like to invite HC on stage to share Intel's investments. And finally, in the end of the session, I would like to give sneak peek into the future plans of Modern Standby. Let's jump into this session. As a quick intro, what is Modern Standby? Let's think of how smartphones and tablets work today. You can receive calls, mails, and instant messages while the screen is turned off. And if you hit the power button, the power will turn on and off instantly. We want to deliver the similar user experience on Windows PC, and that is what Modern Standby is all about. When PC is in Modern Standby state, screen will be turned off, but the system will stay on very low power idle state where instant message or wake scenarios are able to work. Intel calls this S0IX. We call it Modern Standby. This is achieved by the cooperation of all components in the system, including hardware, firmware, drivers, and software components. So Modern Standby enablement requires everyone's cooperation. How does Modern Standby influence other Windows 10 features, such as Windows Hello, Cortana, Inc., and so on? We have numbers of modern features like the ones listed here. With Modern Standby, experiences with the yellow star are enhanced and provides better experience. But these experiences only add value if the device delivers great fundamentals like fast responsiveness and great battery life. In other words, better experience can be provided only when great fundamentals are there. Let's look into Modern Standby's terminologies. Diagram below shows the different types of sleep states, such as Modern Standby, Legacy Standby, which is S3 Sleep, and Hibernate, which is S4. Modern Standby is an umbrella term for connected and disconnected standby. Although we recommend OEMs to enable connected standby so system can leverage network connection during sleep, it is OEM's choice to select from connected to disconnected. So essentially, it is talking about the same sleep state. When we say Modern Standby, we want to differentiate from Legacy Standby, which is S3. S3 is a power model that has been around for more than 25 years. Hibernate is still applicable on Modern Standby device, but it has a low power state, but higher resume latency, meaning it takes more time to resume. since the contents in the memory will be stored in the disk or the SSD. Here is the history of all the sleep states supported in the Windows. In Windows 7 timeframe, we only had S3 and S4. First iteration of modern standby was called connected standby. And then in the Windows 8.1 timeframe, it was called Instant Go. And finally, in Windows 10, the naming had been unified to modern standby. As you can see, we're shifting from traditional S3 to modern standby. Both Intel and Microsoft are working closely to make all PCs support modern standby in the near future. Next, I would like to introduce modern standby's value propositions. These are the benefits we need to ensure our end users when delivering modern standby device. First one is instant on. Wake scenario has been simplified compared to S3. Secondly, always on, always connected while off. All the contents would be updated and device would be reachable. Third value prop would be the expanded wake scenarios, such as wake on voice and wake on fingerprint. And lastly, low power consumption on or off. People might think that the value of modern standby only comes when the device is in sleep state. But even when the device is turned on, all the devices that are not working would be put in the low power state, which would benefit from the total power consumption. Let's compare reason speed and power consumption depending on the system power states. First will be the system power states and resume speed. So on the top is the power on with screen on, which is already on. So let's exclude this for the resume speed. Power on with screen off. This state only needs to turn on the screen. So it would be single digit to double digit milliseconds to turn on the screen, to resume the system. On modern standby, transitioning from modern standby to active on state is really quick. Legacy standby to resume to turn on state would be slower than that. This is what we call instant on modern standby, and what everybody is familiar with on smartphones when pressing their power button to resume. Less than 500 millisecond resume time is the current recommendation to ensure the instant on experience. Next is the power consumption. From the power consumption perspective, this would be the reverse. When system's on and active, system, of course, has highest power consumption. For modern standby, and if it is optimized correctly, power floor will be on parity with S3 systems. But please remember that modern standby is able to run wake scenarios and deliver features during sleep state, while S3 will not be able to do anything because it is turned off. Here are some of the devices that are already in market. I would like to say thank you for all the efforts that are put into these modern standby devices. But we really need your help to bring even more modern standby devices to market. Let's switch gears to the benefits of modern standby. These are the benefits of modern standby listed on this table. Not all benefits are listed, but I picked up the important scenarios that are supported on Fall Creators Update. First key takeaway from this slide is that most of the scenarios listed here are not supported on S3. Secondly, some scenarios that require network connection which is the disconnected standby, are not supported on disconnected standby, such as Windows update performs while asleep, or receive Skype calls and inbox mail updated during sleep. These will not work on disconnected standby. As I said earlier, it is OEM's choice to select from connected to disconnected. But in order to fully benefit from mono standby, I recommend to enable the connected standby. Today, I will not go through each and every scenario, but I want to focus on two scenarios, wake on voice and wake on fingerprint reader. First, I would like to talk about wake on voice. This is the feature Robert showcased this morning in his keynote, where he said, "Hey Cortana," and then the all-in-one waked up from sleep. Wake on voice supports near field and far field. You can wake the system from modern standby by saying, "Hey Cortana," like this. Wake on voice requires modern standby system. It needs to be modern standby system. Near field would need minimum one microphone and ideally two. It can use Microsoft Software Keyword Spotter, which is only supported on AC, or Hardware Keyword Spotter, which will be enabled by third-party keyword spotter on DSPs. For the far field, it is up to four microphone array is supported in box, and Cortana can hear you up to 4 meters away. Depending on the implementation, wake on voice can be delivered either for standard or premium. Difference between standard and premium is the distance and how noisy the environment can be when voice is detected through the keyword spotter. Standard near field only works on low noise environment and from 0.5 meters away, whereas premium near field will work from 0.8 meters and also in a challenging environment like busy kitchen or family rooms. For the far field, premium far field, it works well from further away up to 4 meters and also in a busy environment. Here are the comparison between software keyword spotter and hardware keyword spotter. Key takeaway here is that software keyword spotter, algorithm provider is Microsoft. For the hardware keyword spotter, it is provided by the third-party hardware platform providers. Software keyword spotter will be running on the CPU, whereas hardware keyword spotter will be running on DSP. For the keyword spotter requirements for wake on voice, software keyword spotter can run on S0 or modern standby states. But hardware keyword spotter will be only able to run on modern standby state. And also, hardware keyword spotter supports AC and DC, but software keyword spotter is only supported on AC power since it has a high power floor. Here is the update information regarding Windows Speech Platform for each release of Windows 10. As you can see, Speech Platform has evolved through each release of Windows 10. Wake on voice with S0 screen off was first supported on anniversary update. And then on the creators update, wake on voice with software keyword spotter was supported. And on fall creators update, the hardware keyword spotter on AC and DC was supported. I would also like to mention that circular array support and lid closed scenarios were also supported from fall creators update. So I would like to show a demo movie of Wacom Voice. I know Robert already showcased a live demo this morning, but I have some videos that will show you what Cortana can respond to for the Wacom Voice scenario. So notice that the system is waking up from sleep when "Hey Cortana" is spoken. And then the questions are sent to Cortana after system wakes up.
Hey Cortana, what's the gas mileage for a Honda Accord hybrid?
The 2017 Honda Accord Hybrid gets around 49 miles per gallon in the city and around 47 on the highway.
Hey Cortana, tell me a joke.
Yes, it responds
Why
to a joke.
Why was the calendar too nervous? Its days were numbered.
Hey Cortana,
kind of
what's
hard
the population of Taiwan?
The population of Taiwan is 23.34 million, which is about twice the population of Pennsylvania.
Hey Cortana, what's the weather in Taipei this weekend?
Notice that this is not connected to AC, which means that it
looks
was
like
hardware
there'll be
cube spotter
in Taipei
is enabled
all
on this
weekend.
System.
The high on Saturday will be 75 and on Sunday will be 67.
All right, that was the video showcasing Wacom Voice. Now, I would like to move on to Wacom Fingerprint Reader. So on S3 device, you need to first, if you want to use the fingerprint reader, you need to turn on the device with a power button, and then use fingerprint reader to authenticate after logon screen appears. With modern standby, you can swipe your previously enrolled finger when the system is in a sleep state, and it will automatically wake the system and log on into your desktop with a single swipe. Let me show you how this works with the animation. Like this. It's very easy and fast. So, let me show you a demo. And I would like to welcome HC, who is the lead of power optimization enabling team Intel Taiwan with Wacom Fingerprint Reader enabled, Lenovo Yoga 920. Let's welcome HC.
Hello, Suguru.
Hello, HC.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. Yeah.
So, how do you feel so far?
Oh, it's been great. Great audience.
All right.
So, let's. Here we have the Yoga 920, and the video should be here.
Okay. So, yeah. Before we start, Suguru, I do have a question. So,
yes.
When I wake up, a system like this.
Uh-huh.
So it will take me to the password prompt screen,
yeah.
Right? And I have to key in the password again and again.
Mm-hmm.
And does wake on fingerprint eliminate this password prompt screen?
Yes, it does.
Wow.
It goes right into the desktop.
And this system is secure?
Yes, it is secure. It authenticates and wakes up and authenticates at the same time.
That's good. Well, please help me, guide me over how to set up a Wacom fingerprint.
Sure thing. So, can you open the sign in option?
Okay. Sign in options. Here you
and
go.
We need to set up a PIN first.
Okay. Right here.
Add a PIN.
Ah, you see? Password prompt again.
Yes. Password is a password.
Password is password. Nice.
Yes. And whatever
okay.
PIN needs to be 6 digits on this device.
135790. 135790. Everyone knows the PIN now. Great.
Okay.
What's next?
And then you need to enroll your fingerprint. It's on the top. Yes.
Okay.
Get started.
Okay.
And you need to, yes, enter your PIN. 1357900.
Everyone knows. Okay.
Okay,
So.
And place your fingerprint on your fingerprint reader.
Okay. Again.
Oh. Until the fingerprint becomes all blue.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Okay, it's all set. So let's close the dialogue.
Okay.
And let's put the system in sleep with the power button.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me try it with my finger, which is not enrolled in this device. It's not working.
Okay, let me try.
Okay, your magic fingers, please.
It should wake directly to the desktop screen.
And
right?
I am crossing
no
my fingers.
No password prompt.
No.
Okay. Oh,
ta-da! Oh, it was a little bit of lag. Oh, it worked! Yes. Oh, okay. I'm so happy. Okay. Yeah. So, what do you think?
It's neat.
Yeah.
I think that is the feature I want.
Yes. You should enable it.
Thank you
very much. Since you're on the stage, can you introduce some of the investments you're doing with Modern Standby?
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Suguru.
Thank you. Thank you, HC.
Thank you, Suguru. Hello, everyone, and good afternoon. So I'm Hui Jiazhong. You can call me HC. I'm leading the power optimization enabling team in Taipei Intel. Okay. So we are responsible for supporting our partners, which are you all, not only to enable modern standby on their designs, but also to enable our partners to define, develop, and optimize their systems to deliver the best power and performance experiences and exceptional all-day battery life. And before I start, I would like to thank Microsoft for giving us the opportunity to be here to share with you all our investment for modern standby. Okay, to start with, I will share with you all the overview of power optimization and why it is important to modern standby systems in terms of battery life benefits. Then, we shall brief on the upcoming Modern Standby Plug Fest for our IHV partners. I will also touch base on our efforts and benefits on enabling modern standby on desktop system as well. And there are also plenty of collaterals and links to be provided for our partners to help them on modern standby enabling. Then I'll pass back to Suguru for his final session. All right, let's get started with power optimization overview. So in general, power optimization on a PC can be categorized into four phases. The first one, product definition. This is when you start to define a new project, the requirements, the features, set the battery life targets, and then set the schedules and cost, etc. Then moving to second phase, which is design development. This is where the engineers start to do the real design works, such as schematics, layouts, and the software and BIOS team start to get the codes ready, gerber out the PCB, and wait for the PCB to build and come back for the third phase, which is testing. So in the third phase, testing, validation, debug, implement the fixes, software updates, BIOS updates. If there's a hardware changes, you need to re-gerber out again, and this will go through multiple iterations. And lastly, production build verification. So in all these four phases, we do power optimization. We do battery life optimization. For every item listed over here, we provide the respective tools, checklists, collaterals, trainings, and also have hands-on sessions, workshops, together with our partners, which are you all, to help you all to optimize the designs to meet the battery life requirements. However, right, the opportunity to optimize a design decreases as the development go to the later stage. In many projects that we have supported before, our partners only approach us during the design and also the testing phases, where we were requested to do the typical support like design reviews, debug issues. And even though we provided the recommendation, the feedback, the fixes, there are many things that have already been locked down and unable to change or improve the battery life further. Therefore, I would really like to emphasize here the importance to engage the battery life optimization as early as possible at the product definition phase. So everything is decided in this phase, including setting the battery life target. The low power features, the BOM selections, all need to be scrutinized thoroughly. The power projection must be performed and thoroughly reviewed. And after that, it is all about executions. A list of actions to be done to optimize towards the target that you set in product definition. So to ensure that we make the right decision at the product definition stage, we are providing tools for power optimization, for power projection, and also BOM selection checklist. So please utilize these tools that we provided and work with us closely. For example, right, if your design plan to support wake on voice, and should you select the BOM or components for a legacy S3 system, or you need to carefully pick the components that can support modern standby systems? And what about, for example, wake on voice, you need the audio DSP. So does it support modern standby? That is the question you need to think of. Does it support hardware keyword spotter? And this is all about BOM selection choice. And it is very unlikely you are able to change your BOM at a later stage. So all are decided right here, product definition. Okay, let's continue to use the same example, wake on voice. So these are the two bar charts over here. These are the power consumption broken down into a different components like SOC, memory, etc. Okay. You can see that for modern standby system and legacy S3 system, with wake on voice disabled or deactivated, the power consumption is about the same. Okay, probably modern standby slightly lower in terms of the SOC power. Okay. Let's enable wake on voice and see what happened. Okay, even the scale has to change in order to accommodate a very high power increase over here for the S3 system. Do note that at this stage, the display is still off, but the system is not in S3 mode. It is actually in S0. Because the audio apps, like the software keyword spotter, are running in the background. The entire system is active, hence the high power. And we are aware of this, and Microsoft decided not to support wake on voice at DC mode for the legacy S3 system. Still to this. This is one of the reasons. Okay. So, wake on voice won't work on these systems unless you plug in the power cord, AC mode. But is that what you want? Okay, let's look at a modern standby system. With wake on voice enabled, the power increased only a little bit, it's about 40%. So, it could be from 100 over to about 150 milliwatts. Hardware keyword spotter is active, and it is supported by Intel Smart Sound Technology, IST, and it can run in both AC and DC mode. But compared to a legacy S3 system, it is 10 times more power. So this is an obvious choice why you need to design with modern standby if you want to support features like wake on voice. Okay, let's look at the platform power distribution on the design. The pie charts over here are showing the power distribution in a system broken by components such as SoC, memory, display, and the rest of the platform as well. And in modern standby mode, right, which is here, you can see that the SoC, once it is fully optimized to its lowest power state, it only consumes about 10% of the battery. So the choice of the rest of platform's components, such as memory, the VR, are critical to the power consumption. So those must be optimized. And for the active mode, over here, you can see the big yellow pie come out. So what is that? That is the display. So once the display has turned on, right, the display panel power, including the panel backlight as well as the panel electronics, become the number one power consumption component in the device. So depending on the scenario, the SoC power, memory storage, and the rest of the platform may vary, right? However, display power is always there. So even under typical end-user workload usage, like what Mobile Mark 2014 is simulating in its test suites, the display power alone consumes almost half of the battery life at all times. So this is obvious. And this is to highlight that it is critical to select the right component, such as the display panel, at the product definition stage, because I don't think you can change the panel during half of the development. It's too late already. And so no matter how much we can optimize at our SoC front, right, we still require all other components vendors, panel vendors, IHV, OEMs, and ODM partners together, work together and to optimize each and every component. That is how we can achieve best battery life experience. And over here is the summary of the component selection, the low power features, and also recommendation for power savings, and also extending battery life. And due to time, right, we won't be able to walk through each and everything. So let me just highlight a few key items. For Intel SoC, do enable sleep at zero, especially for a modern standby system, because this signal indicates that the system has entered its lowest power mode. And for the memory, do select the low power DDR3 or low power DDR4. Storage, I think it's obvious choice. Use the solid state drive instead of the rotational hard disk. And in case you still want to use the rotational mechanical hard drive, pair it with Intel Optane memory. And this Optane and hard drive combo will save more overall platform power than just having the hard drive alone. For audio, enable Intel Smart Sound technology, as ISST supports audio offload for video playback, and also hardware keyword spotter for wake on voice. These are the features that will save significant power. Display, enable the DPSD, display power saving technology. This will save backlight power. And use EDP 1.4A compliant panel. EDP 1.4A has several key power saving features like PSR2. And lastly, just want to call out at the bottom here, as we experience in many customer designs, please enable your embedded controller to its lowest power mode at highest efficiency as much as possible, as EC will impact battery life quite significantly in modern standby mode. As you can see, there are a lot of third-party components that we need to take care of, especially to ensure that they operate at an expected on a modern standby system. So let's talk about our investment, about the modern standby plug fest for our IHV partners. Yeah, we understand that our IHP partners, OEM and ODMs, are facing a lot of challenges in enabling modern standby seamlessly, especially for the new components being enabled for the first time, which will require many iterations of testing and debug, and it becomes a long process to enable. So Microsoft and Intel believe that modern standby is the long-term technology direction, and foresee that the whole PC ecosystem will transit from legacy S3 to modern standby in the next few years. And in order to accelerate the transition, Microsoft and Intel are jointly driving a modern standby plug fest for our IHV partners. So the IHV will be able to evaluate their devices, or the components for modern standby compliance before getting into any design win with an OEM system. Once a device passes all tests in the plug fest, it will be added into the platform component list, which is distributed to the OEM and ODMs to indicate that modern standby readiness on Intel platform as well as Microsoft OS combination. The modern standby compliance test kit is jointly defined by Intel and Microsoft. So the IHV vendor, device vendor, may run the test kit by themselves or come to the PlugFest event where Intel and Microsoft have engineers there to support the event and to help to debug and resolve the compliance issues. So this PlugFest will occur in January 2018. So please do contact your Intel and Microsoft representatives for more information about the PlugFest, in case you have not received the invitation yet. As mentioned, the passing device will be added to this platform component list, and it will be distributed to the OEM and ODM partners for them to implement in their systems. Then, OEM and ODM partners, right, they can safely select the components out of the list for their upcoming modern standby system designs. And it will be supported, just like what we are supporting right now, through issue-based support, the regular support base. Okay, let's switch our focus to desktop as well. So yes, we are supporting our OEM and ODM partners to develop desktop designs with modern standby. So desktop will enjoy all the modern standby benefits as on mobile PCs. All the modern standby wake features will be supported. And comparing to S3, modern standby is also a better path to compliant with CEC and also Energy Star regulations. And we have set a 2-year objectives on modern standby desktop enabling ramp. In this year, we have been supporting our major OEM partners to build on their modern standby enabling and also power optimization capabilities through the selected desktop lead designs. And in next year, we plan to support these major OEMs to scale out the modern standby enabling capabilities to develop even more upcoming desktop follow-on designs. And currently, all major OEMs have identified at least one lead design, desktop lead design, to work with us on modern standby enabling. The platform component list, as mentioned before, right, can also be applicable for desktop modern standby designs as well. And later on, Suguru will give a sneak peek into Microsoft's effort in making modern standby wonderful on desktop. And lastly, here is the list of collaterals from Intel and Microsoft. It's all related to modern standby, which is part of our efforts in making modern standby and delivering much easier. I will not go through them over here, so please contact your Intel and Microsoft representatives to obtain these collaterals. That's all from me, and thank you all. So back to you, Suguru.
Thank you, HC. So this is the last section of my session, and I would like to give our audience today a sneak peek into what is considered for the future OS. As HC just explained, Intel and Microsoft, we're planning to support desktop for the desktop form factors for modern standby. Reasons were already explained from HC, but recapping what he said, so CEC regulations are kicking in from 2019 on the first tier and 2021 on the second tier, which will limit the power consumption during sleep state for the desktops and mobile. Secondly, modern standby will be supported on next generation Intel Core desktop processor platform. And lastly, wake scenarios such as wake on voice, wake on fingerprint are only supported on modern standby. So we want to expand these features to the desktop form factors. So what will we need to do to support modern standby on desktops? Our feature team has done experiments on how we can possibly enable modern standby on desktops. And the solution was to support legacy PCI plugin devices that do not support runtime D3, so system can resiliently transition across on to sleep states. Next, I would like to introduce two new scenarios that would light up modern standby on desktop form factors. First one is the wake-on remote desktop. Let's say desktop in her office is the modern standby-enabled desktop. And it is in sleep state after work. She came back from home one day, but needs to finish up the document, which is only saved in her desktop. She can remotely connect into her desktop in her office, even when the desktop is in modern standby sleep state. Feature-wise, this is completely same as a client-server RDP, run remote desktop feature we have today. But what is new about this is that it is able to wake up the desktop from low power idle state when the remote connection has triggered from the remote client in her home. This is a huge energy benefit if you compare it with your desktop being turned on the whole time she is out of office. I would like to also add that this feature is not limited to desktops, but will be supported on all form factors, such as mobile devices. Second scenario we are planning is the wake-on file sharing. This is similar to remote desktop, but instead, user at home will be able to access his or her file share in her office, which is shared through this modern standby-enabled desktop. And again, this feature will be available on all form factors other than desktop and will be a huge benefit from the power perspective. Next is investments around wake scenarios, we already have today. We would like to focus improving two scenarios, wake on voice and wake on fingerprint. Reason are because these two scenarios are relatively new scenarios and they received most attention from our OEMs. Planned improvement points are to optimize the power floor during sleep, enable these features by default through UBI, and improve telemetry and diagnostic tools for these scenarios so that we can debug if we should hit some issues on these features. Next is the call to action. Next and the last slide I have is the call to action. So first call to action is to build more modern standby systems. Please collaborate with your silicon vendor for enablement, such as HC from Intel. please collaborate with them. They're the experts in modern standby enablement. Plan to enable Wacom Voice and Wacom Fingerprint to increase users' usability. Please enable these features on your lead design and cooperate with the IHBs, such as fingerprint reader IHBs or audio vendors that provide the hardware keyword spotter. Last is to leverage Intel workshops and IHB Plugfest in Asia that HC had explained. Please contact your Intel representative for Intel workshop schedules. And the first IHB Plugfest is planned in Shanghai for January 2018, and 2 to 3 to follow during 2018. Please stay tuned for the schedules. And this is it for my session. Thank you so much for the final session today. Thank you so much. 谢谢大家.